look in the scriptures here, Revelation chapter number 6. Would invite you, I know that you will be having a meeting next week some, but I would invite you, if you get an opportunity, maybe at least for a couple of minutes. We'll be going home tomorrow afternoon, and I'll be starting on the radio. I preach a couple times a year on the radio all throughout the week, and I think Brother Vernon has got to listen. And so we preach on the radio consistently every weekend, where I work a full-time job. I'm not able to preach through the week, so I'll be on the radio all next week. I take off from work and I take that time, amen, to preach on the radio every night. And God has seemed to honor that.
Amen.
So we thank the Lord for that. We're having some good old-fashioned singing.
Amen. It's been good.
And my family will be singing. And we'll be having people of our local church that will help us to sing throughout the week. And Lord willing, we'll get up and preach the Word of God. Amen.
Sure.
And if you want to, amen. The one thing about the radio, if you don't like preaching, just turn it off. Amen. Most people do that anyway. But I trust that you will give a listening ear, amen. And it'll help you. The Word of God will help you. Amen. And I thank God for that. So let's look in Revelation chapter number 6. You'll find it on WMCH. There ain't no excuse. Everybody's got these devices now, amen. You can bookmark it or whatever you do, amen. It'll remind you when it turns on.
Hey.
And so turn us on at WMCH at 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we've got an hour, and I think $150 is money well spent for 5 hours of preaching. Amen.
Right.
And so I thank the Lord for that. God's already provided the money through a widow. Do you remember Sister Karen there, Brother Tim? Sister Karen helped us this year to pay for that radio broadcast. And so I thank the Lord for that. So you pray for us. If you don't get to listen, we ask you to pray for us. That's WMCHradio.com, and we'll be on all throughout the week from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Real joy to be here, Pastor. Thank the Lord for the opportunity, and I trust the Lord will help us tonight.
Right.
If you're physically able to do so, we'll stand out of respect and reverence for the Word of God. Let's notice what the Bible says here in verse number 12. The Bible says, "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal. And lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and the rocks, and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Father, we do ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that, Lord, you'd help us as we look at this text of Scripture, Lord, tonight. And, Lord, draw a few thoughts. Lord, I pray that, Lord, you speak to us and through us. But we're keenly aware that, Lord, without you, we can do nothing. And we thank you, Lord, for the testimonies already this evening in the house of God. Thank you, Lord, for the good singing.
Right.
Lord, thank you for the congregational singing.
Right.
Lord, it's all been a blessing, the fellowship.
Thank you, Lord.
And see people's smiling faces.
Right.
And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all this. And it's all because of Jesus. Thank God.
Amen.
That's why we're here tonight.
That's right.
Us that are saved, it's not because of us. Brother David's already reminded us that. It's all because of the great mercy of the Lord.
That's right.
And here we are tonight. Lord, there's people that have not experienced the grace of God here. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, tonight, Lord, you would give them a visitation of yourself and your spirit. And we'll thank you and praise you for it. But we ask it in Jesus' precious name. We do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. You can be seated. The Bible tells us that the sixth seal is open. Here in Revelation chapter 6, our text here. Really, I think if you study the book of the Revelation, chapter number 6, it's kind of like a panoramic view. That's my idea anyway. of the whole book of the Revelation. And God is beginning to pour out His wrath against a world that has denied Him, that has rejected Him, that has trodden underfoot His Word, amen, and has rejected the things of God. Right. And by the way, this is always the way that God has felt about sin. Amen. God's never changed His mind about that. Amen. God has always felt this way about sin. And God, amen, is beginning to pour out His wrath, the wrath of Almighty God upon this world. Us that are saved by the grace of God, according to Revelation chapter number 4, we've been raptured out. Thank God. We've been called up, snatched forth. Amen. And listen, I'm going to tell you, if you're here tonight and not saved by the grace of God, amen, if Jesus was to come back at this next very moment, amen, you would be left behind to face all the torment and right. destruction that is mentioned in the book of the Revelation, amen. This is not a figment of our imagination. This is not a scary tale, but it's a literal happening that is going to be poured out upon this world.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says that the heavens are going to depart as a scroll, and there'll be no place for anyone to hide. They'll call out for the rocks and the mountains, Brother Zach, to fall upon them, but there'll be no place for them to hide. Amen. So I want to talk to you, amen, on this thought on where are you going to hide. We read in the book of the Revelation about these awful judgments that God is going to pour upon this world during the tribulation period, amen. The first part of the tribulation, 3.5 years, there'll be seemingly a peace, amen. And this man, they'll bring a false peace, amen.
Right.
And listen, friend, the world, listen, will literally ingest that, amen, and believe that. That listen, there's going to be peace on earth. In fact, Antichrist, which stands for instead of Christ, amen. And listen, friend, I believe, well, listen, they're going to believe He is the real thing.
Right.
That's right.
I don't know this sure. for sure, but He could look like some of these pictures.
Yeah. You got that.
He might look like that. Because that's what everybody thinks is Jesus. His long-haired fella, amen. And they are going to accept His false peace. They're already accepting His false gospel. Right. They are going to accept His false peace, amen. And listen, they're going to accept the lie, and many of them will be damned, amen, because they believe the lie of the devil.
That's right.
And the Bible tells us, amen, that they will believe, that every one of them will believe that their own God, humanism. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, listen, a lot of the gospel we're hearing today is humanistic gospel.
Sure.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
It's a feel good. Amen. It's something to salve their consciences. I preached here not long ago, amen, on the sin of whitewashing, amen, and that's what people have done today. They've been whitewashed
right.
by this crowd today
right.
and say peace, peace when there is no peace. And,
right.
and by the way, only God can give you peace and only God can give you assurance and I can't do that for you and no other preacher can do that for you, amen. The only one that can give you peace is the Prince of Peace,
right.
amen.
Right.
And He's the only one that can minister peace
right,
to your
preacher.
Soul.
Amen.
Peace, peace, wonderful peace, yeah. coming down from the Father above, as sweep over my spirit, in billows, I pray, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, friend, the only one that can give you peace is He is our peace.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you, it's going to be an awful day when some of you that are sitting out in this congregation
better believe it.
Face the awful judgment of God.
Sorry, buddy.
And there's going to be nothing to hold the very judgment of God off of you.
That's right.
I wonder about some of you children. I wonder about some of my children, amen, that have heard the gospel and some of y'all have been convicted by the Holy Spirit and have not responded.
Right.
And Jesus comes back and you're left behind. You're going to be lost. Lost! Lost forever!
Sir.
Without hope. Without God.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's sixth seal is opened and it causes a great earthquake. Men try to hide themselves from the wrath of God, but there is no place to hide. Where are you going to hide? I want to say, first of all, the Bible tells us you cannot hide sin.
Amen.
If we're going to have revival, amen, sin must be dealt with.
That's right. Amen.
Sin must be dealt with head on. Sin must be named. Sin must be preached about. Sin must be preached against. And sin must be repented of.
Sir.
Amen.
Sir.
The Bible says the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And you cannot hide your sin from God. Amen. God's eyes is roaming to and fro throughout the whole earth. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, there's nobody, man, woman, boy, and girl, that can hide their sin from God.
Amen. Right. That's right.
Adam and Eve tried to hide their sin. The Bible says that they went and hid themselves amongst the trees of the garden. Amen. And God had told them what to do. According to Genesis chapter 2 and verse number 17, the Bible tells us that of all the trees that they could freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge and good and evil, thou mayest not eat, for the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And I'm going to tell you, friend, listen, that tells you, listen, how much that man is in anarchy against God. God will give you all this freedom and say, one thing is hands off, one thing is off limits, and man will still stick his hand in it. Amen.
Right. That's right.
Sir.
Deceived by the devil. The Bible tells us in Corinthians that Eve was in the transgression in that she took of that forbidden fruit. But Adam being her head, that's the reason they didn't fall until Adam sinned against God. And Adam took of that fruit. I tell you, it's a real responsibility us men have tonight,
right,
of leading our home.
Yes, sir.
We need a revival in our churches of manhood.
That's good.
I'm not going to preach that tonight, amen, but I'm telling you, we need some men, amen, that act like men.
Right.
I mean, act like real gentlemen and like men. And I'm not talking about necessarily spitting tobacco juice, amen, and having a plug of wintergreen, amen. I'm talking about being a man, us and friend, being a presentable person, being a person, amen, that would leave their home, listen, friend, and have their wife know that my husband spends time with God, and my husband, amen, knows what it is, something about the workings of God. That's a message for another day, amen. Listen, Adam took of that fruit. The Bible tells us that their eyes were open and they knew that they were naked.
Sir.
And they sewed themselves fig leaves together. I wonder how many people in this wonderful congregation tonight has fig leaf religion.
Sir.
Covered up with fig
right.
leaves.
Sir.
There's one thing about aprons. The Bible said they made themselves aprons. You talk about in Mississippi. I mean, I won't do that tonight. Amen. I don't know if these people will take it. Amen. I run back in Mississippi years ago in that church that you pastored. I ran back to the kitchen. Amen. And got one of those aprons. Amen. And preached on that aprons do not cover. And I put on the apron. Amen. And preached on fig leaf religion. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Aprons do not cover. It's like the pastor said tonight, amen. We must have the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're nothing without Him, amen. And they made themselves aprons and tried to cover themselves. But they couldn't cover. Listen, how far they had failed.
Amen.
Into right. sin. Wherefore is by one man. Sin entered into the world, death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all sinned. Sin's the transgression of the law.
Right.
The law says thou shalt not, and we do.
Yeah.
The law says thou shalt, and we don't.
Right.
We fail in every point of the law.
Sir.
There is nobody that is able to keep the law in order to merit God's favor and please God. Amen. We fail in it. It doesn't matter how you raise grace. It doesn't matter how you dress. Amen. It does, amen, in sanctification. But it's not going to get you to heaven. Amen. I will tell you, friend. Hey, listen, friend. Hey, we fail in every point of law. And until you see that, you're never going to get right with God.
I'm against everything that's wrong. But I'm going to tell you one thing, friend. If you think that you're going to try to live in a certain way to please the Lord, and it's going to merit God's favor, you are going to fail in the grace of God.
That's right.
Amen. Adam and his wife tried to hide themselves amongst the trees of the garden. Amen. Thank God it's always been a tree. Adam and his wife tried to hide behind a tree, amen. And God said, hey, it's going to take a tree to take care of this situation, hallelujah. I'm glad some 2,000 years ago, the Lamb of God, amen, was hung on Calvary's cross, amen. If I be lifted up, I'd draw men unto me, hallelujah. Thank God one day he was hung on a Roman cross, amen. He died the just for the unjust that he might bring us to God. Hallelujah. Still took a tree. Took a tree. Can't cleanse that leper. Amen. There's a lot of wonderful things about a tree. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah for Calvary.
Right.
Yes. Adam and his wife tried to hide themselves. What are you trying to hide yourself behind tonight?
Amen. It's good.
What are you trying to hide yourself behind?
Right.
Church membership? Mm. Self-righteousness?
Mm.
You said, but Brother Rose, you don't understand all that you preach about how to dress and all that. I do all that, but I'm saying, are you saved? Are you hiding behind that?
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You cannot hide sin. Amen. I'm going to tell you, friend, Achan tried to hide his sin. He tried to hide his sin. They were given great victories, amen, in the promised land. But they come against little Ai, amen, and they failed.
Right.
Because Achan took of the spoils.
Sir.
It was dedicated to the Lord. You realize the next place that they was going to get a conquest, that God said you can have anything you want. How many people, Brother Vernon, if they had just waited on the Lord, God would bless them abundantly,
sure.
Amen?
Sure.
But they go ahead and take wedge of silver and gold, a Babylonian's garment.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen. And Achan took of those things, amen, and listen, he tried to hide them under his tent.
Right.
Did he not?
Right.
Tried to hide him under his tent. I'm going to tell you, friend, you cannot hide your sin from God.
Amen.
God knew all about that. And evidently from what we read in the book of Joshua, amen, God gave the opportunity for Achan to reveal his sin and confess his sin. He called the assembly, amen, and he gave him opportunity to confess, and he wouldn't get right with God. And so Achan, his family, his children, and all that he possessed, amen, died because he tried to hide his sin.
Amen.
What are you trying to hide from God?
That's good.
I've been in the ministry a few years, and I'm going to tell you, it amazes me, amen, what people try to hide from the preacher, from the church. I've been amazed in church work, amen, about people that have dealt with children. Thank God for people who have a burden to bring children in, amen. But you better be very careful with that, amen. You better have some accountability, amen. And I've been amazed, amen, of what people have got involved in, amen. Listen, putting their hands where they shouldn't, amen.
Right.
On little kids.
Right.
And listen, friend, fooling around with pornography, amen.
Right.
And fooling around with the opposite sex.
Sure.
And fooling around with other people's wives, amen. And there's a bunch of hanky-panky going on. And they thought nobody knew about it.
Right.
Right.
That's right, preacher.
Exactly right.
I tell you, preachers, I don't know where all y'all go to church, amen. I'm going to tell you, preachers ain't been dealing with sin. And about the only thing left to break out, I got called on this here not long ago, but I'm telling you it's true. The only thing left, amen, that's about unturned now, amen, sodomy. We're going to see a breakout of sodomy in our churches.
You better believe it.
Preachers do not preach against sin.
You're exactly
right. I'm not trying to hurt you, amen. Listen, if God's forgiven you, I've forgiven you, amen. But listen, we've let adultery go. We've let extramarital affairs go. We've let the youth department go, amen. And listen, all kinds of sexual sins involved in it, amen.
Right.
And we're going to see a breakout like we've never seen a sodomy in the house of God.
You're right. Exactly right, preacher.
I tell you, I'm stirred up about it, amen. Listen, friend, in the day and hour in which we live, we've been going to the laundromat. I've been telling people about it, going to the laundromat and doing our clothes. My wife, my precious wife, and I hate to put that on her, amen, but we've got to have some clean clothes, amen, at least every couple of weeks, amen, hallelujah. And so she's been going to the laundromat for over 5 months now. And I got a nice washing machine dryer downstairs, can't use it, amen. Hallelujah. And I have never, you know, when you step back from all this stuff, and I'm just going to touch on this and move on. When you step back from all this Hollywood, and ain't had a Hollywood big titties for years, amen, you are appalled by what's on television.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'd say reality TV, amen, that'd make you a sodomite watching Dr. Phil.
Right.
That's right. I told the manager, I said, listen, friend, I'm not trying to be smart here, but we're here two times a week. I'm spending near $100 a month to wash my clothes here, amen. And listen, I'd appreciate it if we didn't have to watch a bunch of filth on the television.
Good.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Good.
Amen.
What are you trying to hide?
Woo!
What are you watching on the internet?
Good.
What are you watching on the TV? Don't tell me you're against sin, amen, and watch the filth of Hollywood, amen, friend. I don't believe a word of it.
Right.
Well, that point went over pretty good. Let's try this one, amen. I've been against it all these years.
Sure.
I heard preachers years ago, amen, before some of you ever showed up, amen, that's all people thought they knew how to preach on was TV.
Right.
And it caught hold with me.
Amen.
And I determined between God and His only Son, I wasn't going to have one.
Amen.
Amen.
Good, preacher. Good for you.
I tell you, it's been amazing, amen, what you see going on in the day and hour in which
that's
we
right.
live.
That's right.
And we thank God's going to bless that. You can't come in with that kind. Listen, thank God for people. Listen, as far as I know, about everybody of the Living Waters Baptist Church is here tonight.
Yeah.
Almost everybody on a Saturday night. Thank God for you.
Right.
Amen.
But if we think we're going to sit around, amen, and watch the filth of this world, and God bless us on the Lord's Day, amen, it'll be dead or in a hammer.
Yes, right. sir. Yes, right. sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
God's against that stuff, folks.
That's right.
Right.
God's men's against that.
Sure.
Amen.
God's men don't hate you, amen. But God's men want to help you. If you want revival, amen, you can't try to hide sin from God.
That's right.
You know why you can't get nothing from God? Your mind is polluted. It is polluted, amen. You can't drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils, amen. You know, I used to go to meetings years ago, and listen, all those preachers believed that.
Amen.
Right, it's common.
Now they make fun of me for preaching it.
Right.
Right.
You're right,
preacher. And I know we went long beyond television now. Internet is so much worse than
that. That's right.
And I can't even describe it.
Right.
Right.
Amen.
Sir.
I want to say something here. This is just preventive maintenance.
Good.
You have no business, amen. You have no business with social media, amen, with somebody else's wife and somebody else's
husband. Amen. That's right.
That's good.
All the time I'm in churches, amen, and this one's getting in touch with this brother and this husband, amen, and this is getting, there's too much familiarity with that
right.
stuff.
Amen.
Right. There's too much familiarity with that. Amen. I'm in love with my wife. God wants me to be in love with my wife. Amen.
Amen.
God don't want me to be involved with your wife. Amen. And God doesn't want you husbands, amen, being involved with anybody else's wife. And God don't want you wives being involved with anybody else's husband. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you, friend, it's about time that Leah got blown off that stuff.
Right. Amen.
That's right.
It's good.
You say you act like you're mad. I'm mad at sin.
I hope so. Right. Amen. Good. Good.
They said one time I was preaching, they said, who's he mad at? Brother Tim, amen, my friend, Brother Hammond, he'll be there next week. He said, son, he's mad at the devil.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I used to preach up in West Virginia, amen. This little girl would come by. I ain't about to preach her in a long time. And she'd say, you preached my face off. Amen. Hey, if we're going to have a move of God, then sin must be repented of.
Right.
You must turn from sin, quit hiding your sin, and repent of sin. Amen.
Right. That's right, preacher.
David tried to hide his sin. He had woman problems, didn't he?
Yeah.
Bathsheba, amen, is in the confines. Some of you may disagree with me, but she's in the confines. You can't think of it, amen, about North Carolina.
Right.
You got to interpret the Bible and it said it.
Yes, sir.
She's in the confines of her courtyard.
Right.
David's supposed to be on the battlefield. Listen to me, David. Hey, David. Hey, we named you after this king here. David's supposed to be on the battlefield, amen, but he's at home. And he's up there looking around, and he sees a woman that's very beautiful to look upon. You better keep your love kindled in your home.
That's good.
Men,
or you'll start looking around.
Right. That's right.
I preach for preachers, amen, they're no longer in the ministry, amen, right. Because they said they fell in love with some other woman. Ran off with some other woman.
Yep.
One of them ran off to Texas, amen, with another woman. Happily married, supposedly.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you to get you in trouble. And I'm going to tell you, David started looking around. He looked upon this woman, Bathsheba. Very beautiful to look upon. And he called for her, amen. And he lay with her. And then he tried to cover up his sin. And he called her husband in, amen. And he said, you know, you had a toilsome time being out there battling in the battle, amen, where David was supposed to be. Why don't you go home and take a little bit of rest, amen? Thought he'd cover that thing up, amen. And he'd lay with his wife, amen, and everything would be covered up. Maybe they wouldn't tally up the time.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, he was too much of a man of God. He was did you know he was a proselyte, apparently? He was a proselyte. He loved the Lord.
Yes, sir.
He's mentioning in his mighty men.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And he was not part of the heathen.
That's right.
He had too much integrity. He said, no, I'm not.
That's right.
The people are down there in the battle. I'm not going to go down there and lay my
That's
wife.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And he lay out there with the servants.
Yes,
he wouldn't go home. David said, I got a problem here, amen. I know what we'll do, amen. I'll try to cover it up with drunkenness. I'll try to get him drunk and he'll go home.
Mm.
No, he wasn't going to do it.
Mm.
Uriah was not going to do it. And David knew he had a problem. And so he sent orders. And Uriah carried back to Joab his own death warrant.
Mm.
That's right.
Put him in the hardest part of the battle, pull back from him, and let him die. Oh, your husband died. Poor widow. I'll just take you into my harem. I got this thing covered up. There's one thing about it.
Oh, boy.
The man of God showed up on Saturday night.
Thank God.
And beaten.
Thank God.
and found, amen, God had already found him out, amen, and said, thou art the man, you art the man, you took another man's wife, you took another man's sheep, you had many sheep, amen, but you took another man's sheep, amen, and sacrificed it.
Right.
Committed adultery. You can't hide sin. David loved the Lord. David wrote many, many wonderful songs. He loved the Lord.
Right.
I'm going to tell you what. Thank God for people that love the Lord. I'm going to tell you, you start letting the love wane a little bit for the things of God,
yes,
you get in trouble.
Yes, sir.
You start looking in other avenues. Amen. Your mind begins to wander.
Right. Amen, preacher.
Sir.
You better listen to me, boys. Here in a few years, amen, you're going to find out there'll be changes, amen, in your body and stuff like that. You better keep that thing under control. Because can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can a man walk upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? No, no, no.
No, sir.
Amen.
Would the Lord we had more pastors, amen. God be the glory. They'll tell me, amen, in little churches I preach in, we ain't heard that kind of preaching in 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I know there are some people, amen, that just try to take a shot at their pastor, amen, because the evangelist comes in.
Yeah,
but some of them are telling the truth.
Right.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you, we're going to have to get to shooting a broadside against sin, or sin's going to run rampant.
You're
in our
right.
Churches.
Amen.
David tried to cover it up, amen, by murdering Uriah. And a good man, a proselyte. I believe he believed in the sacrifices. I believe he believed, amen. I believe he knew the peace of God as far as an Old Testament saint could know it, amen. I believe he was a proselyte. I believe his faith was in what God had said. And he died because David wanted to fulfill a little bit of pleasure. You know, the Bible says about all these false preachers and false prophets, they have eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin.
Yeah. How about that?
I try to tell some of my friends, I mean, I'm not against naming people. I'm not against naming preachers. And I'm going to tell you, I said, you just, and I'm not gloating. I'm not gloating about people falling into sin. I said, you just give them a little bit of rope, amen. That's a lot of these people, amen, are full of all kinds of sin.
That's right.
You let God deal with them. Amen. God will deal with them. We get all bothered about them. We get bothered about all this false preaching and this sensationalism and these false professions, amen. And we ought to preach against it and speak out against it, amen. God's going to deal with that. God's going to reveal who they really are.
Sure.
That's right.
You can't hide sin. Samson tried to hide his sin. He had woman problems. Again and again and again, amen. He got around the wrong crowd, around the Philistines.
That's right.
And he ended up dying with the Philistines. Dying with the Philistines.
Mm.
Ananias and Sapphira, they tried to hide their sin. They were told, they went out and sold a piece of ground. And they said they gave the whole price. But they lied to the Holy Ghost. They lied to the Holy Ghost. It's a serious thing to lie to the Holy Spirit.
You better believe it.
And God killed them. You say, well, I wish we'd go back. I wish we'd go back to the book of Acts. I wish we, our Baptist church would go back to the book of Acts. Braven Hill said this one time, would you really like to go back to the book of Acts? Mm-hmm. Ananias and Sapphira dies.
Right.
The apostles are striking people blind.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, friend, we couldn't handle the book of Acts.
That's right.
God does want us to deal with our sin.
Yes, sir.
And Ananias and Sapphira, amen, tried to cover up their sin. God revealed what they really were. You cannot hide sin. And I say this, I'm going to say this hurriedly, and I'm going to be done.
You're right.
You should not hide your light.
Right.
The Bible says that words should be a testimony to this lost and dying world. According to Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, you're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. A candle. We're not to put it under a bushel, amen. We're a city that's set upon a hill. It's probably a city of refuge is what he's referring to. They were all conspicuous, amen. And we're not to hide our light.
Right.
If you that are saved by the grace of God, there's a world dying and going to hell.
Oh, boy.
And we need to be a bright and shining light. This lost and dying
world. Lord God.
May God help us, amen. Your testimony, our testimony cannot be hid. Our testimony should not be hindered. And a godly testimony will glorify God. I want to say the gospel should not be hid. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. 2 Corinthians 4, verse number 3. One day, according to our text, some of you just wonder if I was going to get to my text. One day there'll be no place for sinners to hide.
Sir, that's right.
Where are you going to hide? The heavens roll back like a scroll. There's no place. They'll call for the rocks and the mountains, and there'll be no place for sinners to hide. You can't hide from the judgment. None of us are going to be able to hide from the judgment. Every one of us are judgment-bound creatures, every one of us.
Right.
You're not going to stand in judgment to me or Brother David. You're going to stand before God Almighty.
Sir.
And what are you going to say to Him? What are you going to say to Him about having an opportunity on a Saturday night to hear the gospel, hear the word of God preached, and you didn't respond? Or a Wednesday night, or a Sunday night when your pastor preached, and God dealt with hearts, amen, and you didn't respond to the beckoning and wooing of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Serious business, folks. We're going to face God real soon. We're going to face Him. Every one of us, saints and sinners alike, are going to face God Almighty.
Yes.
And you're going to give an account.
Yes, sir.
Take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 32.
Good preacher.
Psalm 32. You cannot hide sin. You should not hide your light, saint of God. Gospel should not be hid, and there's no place for sinners to hide. Can't hide from the judgment. But I like this verse of Scripture. The Bible says in Psalm 32, verse number 7, Thou art my hiding place.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. Meditate on this.
Lord.
Stop and meditate about it. You can hide in Christ. I'll say tonight, you better hide in Him. There is no other hiding place from this wicked, ungodly world than Him. If you're a saint of God, amen, you failed the grace of God, God's convicted you of your sins. Thank God, I'm glad we got a refuge, my friend.
Glory to God.
I'm glad we can go to Him, Brother Mike.
Amen.
We can hide. We can find that He's a merciful, forgiving God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
I'm glad He's a God that forgives sin. You say, Brother Rose, have you ever sinned? Oh, yes. Yes. More times than I care to admit. I'm thankful I found Him to be a hiding place. I'm glad as a 19-year-old sinner, let me tell it again.
Amen.
I found Him to be a hiding place, amen, because I saw, like the pastor's already said, the wretchedness of my own sin.
Sure.
How lost and in degradation and how far I fell. And God, how Hallelujah. I'm glad the Bible says he lifted me up.
Right.
And he put a new song in my mouth. Right. Even praising our God. Many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. I found him to be a hiding place. Yeah. I'm glad I found him to be a refuge.
Amen.
I'm glad he saved my never dying soul. And I've never been the same since God saved me by his wonderful grace.
Yes.
You can find him tonight to be a hiding place. You can find him to be a refuge from this wicked, ungodly world. Pastor, you come on.
Wow. That's good. Awesome.
All right, let's all stand, please.
Well, I might have spoken to you tonight. Give you an opportunity to respond to the Lord. Be sure of one thing. Your sin will find you out. You can't hide it.
Amen.
Or sin. Just sin. Right? The stuff I did before God saved me was because I was sin. It was in me. God help us. Have a meeting. Can't have a meeting with sin. That's for sure. That's one of the best places in the world you're going to have to start. Deal with that sin. He said if you confess it, he'll forgive it. David said if you try to cover it, here's what God's going to do. He's going to come along and jerk the covers off of your life and turn the lights on. God's going to reveal it. Around here many a times.
some things might seem silly to you. Listen, don't let the devil tell you what's silly and what ain't silly. I say that because if God puts his finger on chewing gum in your life, then chewing gum is the most important thing that you need to deal with when God puts it. It don't make no difference what it is. It's nothing silly. God shines a light on it. God puts his finger on it. God reveals it. God speaks to you about it. Deal with God.
Amen.
Deal with God. That's right. Deal with the Lord on that stuff, man.
That's good.
Everybody likes Sammy Allen now. They didn't like him back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
He's old, feeble, broke down, barely getting sweet to everybody. Back in the 80s, he's a little more honest.
Amen.
I ain't saying he's dishonest today. I mean, he told it like it was, son. When he got done preaching, he wore them wing-tip shoes, and I'd watch him pour the sweat out of his shoes. Preach, man. That old man would preach.
Amen.
Preach against everything under the sun.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Thank God. Amen. Men with long hair. Man, yeah. I'm telling you.
Praise
God. What's long? Opposite of short.
That's what it says.
All that good stuff.
Amen.
Have you got what it takes? What time is it? Are ye in? And I mean, son, sinking them plows. Amen. Well, they like him now. They want him to come by. They wouldn't have had him for nothing back in the day.
That's right.
Sin, but didn't want to stress sin up. He'd come up there to Red Kirby's church and preach, and everybody up there would sell their backer patches.
Amen.
Revival would kind of fizzle out, they'd buy them back.
Right.
He'd come back the next year, they'd sell them again. So, amen. I said, Brother Sammy, you want to go over there and visit Whitaker Park? You'll go visit that beautiful Whitaker Park? It's amazing. Oh, it's amazing. R.J. Reynolds, Whitaker Park. You'll go see how they do it. But Sammy said, oh, no, I don't want to go watch him make him cigarettes.
Yeah.
And please my father. I'm not interested in Whitaker Park. No, man. I don't want to go over there.
Surprise.
Thank God. Amen. Amen. All right, Brother Rose, thank you, folks. Don't let that fall off of you. I'm going to going to shut up because I don't want it to fall off of you. Deal with it. Go home. Take it to bed with you. Stay up all night. Toss and turn. Lose your appetite. Praise God. You say, preacher, that's mean. I'd rather see you lose your eyes and your arms and your legs than to die and go to hell. Right. You think that's mean? If your eye feeds, you pluck it out.
Right. That's what it said.
I think I'm pretty sweet.
Amen.
You know, I don't want to see nobody go to hell. I don't want to see you try to live with sin in your life. You can't have no victory in Jesus. Can't have no peace. I mean, it just destroys everything, man. So, praise God. That's a good starting point. You know, that sin. Amen. All right. Brother McVeigh, thank you so much. Sam, would you have a 20-minute drive today?
Possibly.
New York. Oh, did you come today?
It started last night.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you making that long drive coming in. Miss Desiree and Miss Gephardt, they drove all the way from Pennsylvania. I invited people right in this area. You would not believe the folks that promised me they would be here. I'm talking about church people. Oh, promised me they'd be here.
Oh, yeah.
I got folks from New York that drove all the way. I got folks from all the way in Pennsylvania. And all you wonderful, thank God for the people that's here.
Amen.
God's got here who he wants here.
Wonderful.
And listen, it's hot in here because I'm here. I'll leave in a minute to place a cool off. And I could have got a yay man out there. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege, Lord, to sit under your word one more time. Dear God, what an honor it is just to be in the same room with the word of God. Lord, I truly stand in awe, dear God, at the word of God. Or just to hear the melody that God comes forth out of them wonderful pages. God, it's a tune in my heart, dear God. It's a blessing. I want to thank you, dear God, for allowing me, Lord, to be a partaker in this precious book. Thank you, Lord, tonight for the people, God, that's met.
Amen.
I pray, God, that you'd touch every heart. God, I pray that you, this is a good start place. Lord, help us to start right here. And help us, God, to search our hearts. And help us, God, to be honest. Lord, we can't hide anything from you. You already know, dear God. You already know everything about us. Lord, help us to come clean with you. I don't need to know the trash. I don't need to know people's garbage. Dear God, I pray, Lord, that they would deal with you. God, get this thing right with God Almighty. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd help us, Lord. I pray that you'd touch the men of God. Lord, that's going to be preaching in this thing.
Amen.
Dear God, I pray that you'd give them your message. Lord, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.